just trying to be all like it. That is all that I can be.
It's all I can be.
Perfect. I'm nowhere
and I ain't perfect.
I must admit,
I'm just me.
It's a download here on WGN, and it's a 10 o'clock hour on Wednesdays, so that means it's time for Character Flaws. That's right. We decided we'd like to honor some of the great performers and writers and comedians that are here in this town. It is really amazing how much talent's available in this town in Chicago, and how much of it's available to this show. I mean, there's so many people who want to perform. They want to be a part of what we're doing here. So we're going to use Wednesdays at 10 o'clock for a new segment we're calling Character Flaws. In it, we bring you sketch comedy, characters, and, of course, improv. It's going to be a fun ride. So sit back and enjoy. I'll host it and participate, of course. Tonight, improv veteran Jimmy Corrine joins us, which is going to be fun. Adam Witt and Sandy Marshall return. And we'll dish out relationship advice scored by 80s light rock, because that's the only way that we take it here in Chicago. So let's get at it. It's Character Flaws tonight on WGN. That's the download.
Game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Welcome back to the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Very excited tonight. Javi Havivola, our Blackhawks analyst, is in studio, which I'm very excited about. And I realize, you know, he's been on a couple times, and, you know, we've gotten the handwritten letters about sometimes he doesn't make sense. And I realize it might be more on me. Because, you know, English is not Javi's first language, and I'm not doing a good enough job to translate it for him. You know, I feel like maybe if I listened a little bit more and I did a better job of translating what Javi was saying, then it would make more sense, or at least, you know, that's a thought. So why don't we do that? To downloads, hockey correspondent, the Blackhawks analyst, Javi Havivola. Javi, of course, was a player with the Blackhawks back in the 2000-2001 season. He also played a little bit in the Rangers system. He is in town. This is great. He's in town teaching his famed hockey camp up in Estonia Park. Not sure where that's at, but Javi, welcome to the download. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me. It's Estonia Latviaville. It's on the north side.
Oh, okay.
Steps to the L, great shopping, one very good restaurant, and a fencing company.
Oh, there you go.
Not the sword fencing. You fence your
yeah,
yard.
Like the, yeah, like,
you fence
yeah, right.
Wire fence.
Okay, well, then, good to know. You learn something new about the area every day. Javi, talk about this year. I mean, the 2016 Blackhawks are off to such a great start to the year. It's unbelievable. People are starting to wonder if this team's the best we've seen from the Blackhawks.
Despite all the variations when hockey was first played, the first organized hockey game played indoors occurred in 1875 in Montreal, Canada.
That's interesting. I guess that's a really good point, because the Blackhawks may be the best team the NHL's ever seen. You're right.
Well, the Stanley Cup was created in 1893. It was named for Lord Stanley of Preston, the Canadian Governor General.
That's true. That it could be, you know, they may need to think about renaming that cup after the Blackhawks win it again this year.
You know, the greatest player of all time, Wayne Gretzky, has 61 NHL records. Nobody else can come close to this many records.
That's a great point, too, Javi, because as we've seen so many records broken, Patrick Kane and the Chicago Blackhawks seem to have records on their mind.
The first NHL million-dollar contract went to Bobby Orr in 1971. It was a $200,000 five-year contract.
Well, that's true. The Blackhawks are going to have some contract issues, but luckily they've been really good with their money, and we don't see huge contract problems with their big stars for a couple years to come.
Originally, the Stanley Cup was only 7 inches tall. Today, it is more than 35 inches tall.
Yeah, I'm standing tall on the shoulders of giants. The Blackhawks are giants. They're the best team.
Human saliva has a boiling point 3 times that of regular water.
Okay. I'm not even sure what the. I mean, that's a great point.
Yeah. The person who first invented the frisbee was cremated and made into frisbees after he died.
Okay, there we go. Now I think maybe we're getting off track just a little bit.
polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting.
There you go. So, Javi Javavola, the Download's Blackhawks analyst.
During your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to film two swimming pools.
There you go. This is really into saliva. Javi, great to see you. Good luck with the camp.
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
There. Yeah. So.
Do you want one more?
Sure.
Heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday.
Oh, the Kimmel Hockey Game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
The Download's Blackhawks analyst, Javi Javavola, who is in town doing his hockey camp up in... was Estonia Park, or Latviaville.
Yeah. One good restaurant.
What did they serve? Of course, Javi is also known by his name, Sandy Marshall, who works for Second City and is part of the group Schadenfreude. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have some more. Jimmy Corain's going to join us. Jimmy Corain, legend from The Annoyance and from Improv Olympic. And we're also going to do some Nightwind, which is taking your relationship advice, 312-981-7200. We figured this is what people love about radio in Chicago. I mean, it gets all the rate. It's really the number one format in Chicago radio is sort of relationship advice scored by 80s light rock. So we'll have that coming up after the news. Stay with us here. It's Character Flaws. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. You know, I'm having such a hard time with these headphones. It just feels like they're short. Do you feel that? No? You know what? I guess we should probably, we should get Al in here. Great. Hey, Al, come on in.
What is it, Kaufman?
Al, I thought there was no smoking in
this. It's an e-cigarette. I've been grandfathered in. What's your problem?
No, there's something wrong with these headphones. They keep shorting out and they're kind of electrocuting me.
Were you swimming the last couple days? You got water in your ear?
No, I wasn't swimming. I mean,
you got vertigo?
I don't have vertigo, no.
You check your hearing?
I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to make a sound right now. Okay, tell me if you hear it. You hear that sound?
I did, yeah.
Okay, well, it's not your hearing then.
Okay, well, I didn't think it was a hearing. I just think I could tell it's shorting.
I'll tell you what the problem is with you kids today, you millenniums. Everybody's got to win a trophy, right? Everything's got to have cilantro on it. And I'll tell you, you think because Steve Cochran has headphones and Bill and Wendy have headphones, the Kaufman's got to have headphones. Well, it doesn't work like that. I'm going to tell you right now, life is not fair, and radio, commercial radio in particular, is even worse.
Yeah, no, I understand. These are the studio headphones, though.
I'm going to tell you something. I work with some great talent in this building. Wally Phillips, Bob Collins, Spike Odell. You know what they all had in common, Kaufman?
What?
They didn't use headphones.
They didn't use headphones at all?
Ever.
Well, how did they hear the...
They had good hearing.
Well, okay. Well, I just thought that was what
I don't get it with you millenniums. I really don't. If you Google something, if you don't find it, then it doesn't exist.
No, I know. I don't think this is a millennial thing. I just think that the headphones...
You want a trophy? You want a little a little pat on the back? Everybody's doing a good job here. You know what? I told Pete, your producer, okay, to call me when there's an emergency. I was going over the Billy Goat to get a little libation in a styrofoam cup, if you know what I mean, and bring it over here. And then he pages me and says, an emergency. And a guy whose headphones don't work does not sound like an emergency. I thought I'd have to come and give one of you CPR or something.
It's just we thought that there's equipment that doesn't work, and that's, Al, it's in your area, and that's I'm sorry to offend. Just think that—
You know, do you know the history, how long I've been here?
You tell me a lot.
Do you know? Are you just saying that, Kaufman, or what?
Yes, I'm just saying.
Is that your real name, or is that your radio name?
It's my radio name.
That's a good choice, I'll tell you that. I came from Cincinnati. I worked 2 weeks before Orion Samuelson came into this building. All right?
That's,
you know, everyone talks about, they brag about the Chicago School of Broadcasting, Chicago School of Television. I came from the Cincinnati School. No one's ever heard of that. I did a kids program called Uncle Bucky and Lester, and I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something about these kids shows today. They talk down to the kids. We did not talk down to the kids, all right? we did stuff that the kids' parents were afraid to talk about, like, you know, like safe sex, responsible drinking.
We handed the kids show and you talked about safe
yeah,
sex?
Yeah, we did. You know why? Because right. You know what? You got to hook them in. You got to hook the parents in.
Okay. I don't doubt your credentials to be in the building.
You know, I went over to the Museum of Broadcast History, you know. I'm not mentioned there. You know who's mentioned? You know, has a whole wall there? Gary Coleman. And I'll tell you something. Gary Coleman never did a local program, all right? I did a local program, a whole wall. So you tell your friend Bruce Dumont to look into that.
Okay, well, you know, we had him on the show, but I
you never brought that up because you don't ask the hard-hitting questions.
I don't get you.
Coleman.
I didn't ask
you. I don't get you.
Okay,
you know, right. You know what? Maybe I'm just an old dinosaur. You don't need me anymore here, right?
No, that's
you
not the
with
case.
Your little iPhone you play on and you got your little your little iPads and all this stuff.
Right.
You know what? Maybe an old relic like myself. You don't need me. You know, maybe I should just go back down into my office and just sit there and play a Sudoku or whatever you kids play today.
Al, no, that's
I'm
not,
leaving. This is
no, Al, come back. No, you're not a relic. I'll put away the phone. I'm sorry. I don't need the headphones. Al, you're much more important to the institution, to the city of Chicago than this iPhone.
You know what WGN stands for?
World's Greatest Network?
No, it doesn't. See? World's Greatest Newspaper.
Oh, right.
And when Colonel McCormick hired me, I was the only engineer in this building, Kaufman.
Which is why the heat's all messed up, but okay.
I am not responsible for heat and air conditioning, all right? That's Sam.
Well, Al, I appreciate it, and you know, it's important to learn the history lessons of this building and this place and everything about it, and I'm sorry for even bringing you down here for a stupid thing like headphones. I don't need them. You're right. I don't need them.
Now you are one of the greats at WGN.
Thanks, Al.
With Wally, Bob, Spike.
We'll be right back here on Download. Stay with us. There we go. Well, Al, the engineer here. That was played by Jimmy Corrine. Jimmy Corrine, of course, a tremendous improviser in town. He was one of the original performers at the Annoyance Theater. He did a great one-man show called I'm 27 and I'm still live with my parents. And he also now does the podcast Improv Nerd, which you can find at jimmycorrine.com. You can also find him. He teaches improv. He does a blog on improv. He's a great guy. And thank you for coming in and doing that improvisation. Much more to come tonight on Download. Character flaws, of course. We're going to talk to our critic, our pretentious alt-weekly critic, who we once named Jonathan Rosen Critic, but we feel like maybe we'll give him a different name. He's going to interview or he's going to review the new Kung Fu Panda. I can't wait to hear that. So that'll be coming up after the news. And also, hey, 312-981-7200. If you need relationship advice from a late night 80s light rock DJ, because you know those guys and gals, they know everything about love. If you need advice, you know, trouble with the relationship, Folkman Jack is the guy that you want to answer. He's got great relationship advice, and he also has some great Phil Collins. So that'll be coming up after the news as well. It's Character Flaws. Character Flaws here on the Download. I got to say, back to our conversation at 9 o'clock, it's amazing how many people are just sending me crockpot recipes. It's like nonstop.
Great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's actually, like I said, you don't need a book anymore because you have the internet or people who will text you pictures of the book. That's what I'm getting.
All books? You don't need any books
anymore.
I don't need any.
I mean, this is the beginning. First, it's crockpot recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's fiction, classics, things like that, where people are just going to Snapchat Dickens. That sounded gross. That's what's going to be the new media. You can Snapchat the new Lord of the Rings. There obviously isn't a new Lord. Lord of the Rings is done, right? Does J.R. Tolkien have any other stories that would that Peter Jackson could make into movies?
We could ask our critic.
Oh, that's a good, good question. Yes, yeah. We could. Coming up.
He would know.
He would know. We're going to get a the Alt Weekly's take on Kung Fu Panda 3. But first, let's get a check on the news.
It's just a character flaw.
It's Character Flaw here on WGN Radio. This is where we do the best improv and sketch and performances that Chicago has to offer. Great town with great performers. So we might as well showcase it, right? It's kind of like the Midnight Special from, you know, the show from back in the day on WFMT. It's the same concept here, and I think we should bring it back here in Chicago, and we are, and it's important for us to. So coming up, we're going to, you know, we want to take your calls because we are very fortunate to have late night love advice talk radio star Folkman Jack, who gives great relationship advice, of course, underscored by 80s light rock. It's the only way to give relationship advice. That's coming up here right pretty much in about 10 minutes. So 312-981-7200 is the number. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to get advice from Folkman Jack tonight. But first, you know, I got to say, very excited to bring to Character Flaws, you know, some film review because that's important. And I know that you're very excited about to see some movies this weekend. One of them, of course, being Kung Fu Panda 3. Everybody wants to see it. I mean, it's just clamoring. There's so many people dressing up like pandas and waiting in line at the 600 North Michigan. It's crazy for the Wednesday night showing. But tonight we get our special and very important review of Kung Fu Panda 3 from Yakov Kritikway. He's a critic for the film blog Le Pretension. Yakov, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Justin. It's great to be here. Whatever.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing this, and I'm very interested in your review. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you, I'm not in a good mood. I'll tell you because I was supposed to review Le Gaz qui Avilait, A Quiet Glance Upwards, the French experimental film that dissects a single glance at a cafe in Chalon-sur-Saône over the course of a three-hour running time, contrasting the love of two political refugees with the invention of the internal combustion engine. But instead, when I handed the usher the Critics Association invitation to the screening, I was led to a theater showing Kung Fu Panda 3. Well, after some protest, I was informed by the manager of the AMC River East, with the help of the internet, that A Quiet Glance Upwards was only screened once in 1965, after which the print was set fire to. Well, no wonder I wanted to see it. So, the multiplex suit went on to explain that there was no way to confuse the French title, Le Gaz qui Avilait, with the English language blocky cartoony font of Kung Fu Panda 3. So, I was seated upon our agreement that doing so was not an admission of guilt on my part. And so began the assault on my most delicate sensitivities of watching Kung Fu Panda 3. Ugh. Now, this Kung Fu Panda 3 is directed by a computer, and it requires an impossible suspension of disbelief that A, pandas are not endangered species, B, that pandas can talk, and see that they could do kung fu. And also they're friends with tigers. Anyway, the point is special effects have gone too far when they suggest to an audience of intelligent critics that we can solve the disappearance of a species by hitting Command P. So the movie unfolds unchallengingly, treating the audience like a bunch of children. And I was so incensed that I stormed out to the lobby and asked the representative from the Critics Association if he called this catering. Oh, I forgot to mention it was supposed to be catered, but they only gave away nachos and soda. No wine. I didn't put on my good sweatpants to be treated like a common moviegoer. So anyway, I finally got back to the theater. I was unable to focus on the pedestrian second act of a movie that wishes it could capture the character dynamics of honor and a similar documentarian of the Asian tradition of the modern world, Akira Kurosawa. They'd only wished it could be Kurosawa. Instead, the movie was so insulting, it was an insult to insult. As if to say to an insult, You, sir, are nothing but a compliment. Sorry, I got lost in the logic of how to offend an insult. Anyway, what was I saying?
Kung Fu Panda 3.
No, Kung Fu Panda 3. Well, I'll tell you what. The bottom line on Kung Fu Panda 3, if that is its real name, is I wouldn't bother to strangle Kung Fu Panda 3 with the intestines of the writer of DreamWorks Animation's Home. And this movie is a pile of filth I wouldn't compost a copy of Beverly Hills Chihuahua with. You, Kung Fu Panda 3, are nothing but a mere compliment. Somewhat recommended.
Somewhat recommended. Yakov Kritikwe. He's a critic for the film blog Les Pretensions. Yakov, thank you so much. I think you gave a lot to us tonight here on the show.
Have a good time.
Yakov also translates to Adam Witt, who, of course, does a lot of work for us here on the download. That was good. I want to see it now. I really want to see it. All right, more to come here on the download. Let's take a break. We come back. It's time for Nightwind. All right. His character flaws. We keep going here on the download every Wednesday night, 10 o'clock. We do character flaws, focusing on the best sketch, improv, and character work the city's got to offer. Performances, of course. Tonight, we decided that based on the Chicago radio listening patterns, that the best thing to do really any night on any radio station is not talk, it's not music, and it's not sports. Nope. It's relationship advice scored by 80s light rock. Ladies and gentlemen, 312-981-7200 if you need relationship advice. It's time for Nightwind with your host, Folkman Jack.
Tonight, I celebrate my love for you. It seems the natural thing to do.
Hello. Welcome to Nightwind.
No one's gonna find
me. I'm your shaman, Folkman Jack. I'm here to listen to you and help you with all your problems that you might be facing in your personal life. Because let's face it, relationships are hard. So in an effort to help, I've got my whole CD collection of 80s light rock at my disposal. Because nothing soothes a broken heart like 80s light rock.
Tonight, our spirits will be climbing to a sky lit up with diamonds.
When I make love to you.
312-981-7200. What's your problem? Victoria, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike.
It's Jack.
I've got a real problem with my boyfriend.
Okay. Go ahead.
And he's downstairs on the couch, and I want him to come upstairs and sleep with me. What should I do?
Oh, that sounds terrible. Thanks, Victoria. Don't you hate it when that happens? I think what you do is instead of letting him back upstairs, you go to his closet, you grab all his stuff, and you just throw it out the window. And I wouldn't just let it stay there. What I'd go out there is I'd go to the garage, maybe get some gasoline. And I'd take that gasoline and I'd douse all of his clothes, all of his belongings. And I'd set a huge bonfire on the front lawn. Maybe he'll figure and understand what you're trying to say. You get one more night. That's it. One more. Definitely gonna fall when you see that bonfire. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Cassandra. Cassandra, welcome to Nightwind.
Thanks, Jack. How are you?
I'm great, and I really appreciate you calling.
Of course. Mine's a story of lost love, a lost connection.
Oh, no.
I met a guy at a gas station last weekend. We connected eyes, made eye contact.
Of course, yes.
I thought there was something there, and then he drove away.
Oh.
What do I do? How do I find him? How will I find this love?
Cassandra, thanks for calling. You know, gas is so cheap, it's bound to happen. I think what you want to do is get a friend at the FBI. And then go down there and see if you can run his plates. See if you can get a composite. Maybe see if you can get a screen. Maybe someone will draw his portrait. Stalk the area. Stay close to the gas station. Maybe misrepresent yourself. Tell everybody in the neighborhood you're police. Try to get to the bottom of who this guy is. And when you find him, never let him go. You know what? Maybe I'm not saying it right. You know who says it better? REO Speedwagon.
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
It really gets to you, the feeling, doesn't it?
I'm still afraid to let it flow.
Like the gas.
What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show. I tell myself that I can't hold out. Say there is no reason for my fear. 'Cause I feel so secure when we're together. You give my life direction. You make everything so
clear. Yeah, totally, of course. I wish I had a nickel for every time I made eyes at a gas station. I feel your pain, Cassandra. Let's go to Gary. Gary, let's get some testosterone up in here. Gary, welcome to Nightwind.
My name is Gary. I'm a writer for a local zine.
Okay.
And the other night I was at an art show so beneath me with a group of people so beneath me that as I walked home, I felt lonely. Like I'd never find another person as good as I am. What can I do?
Great question, Gary. You sound really lonely. What I think you do is, I think that you make as much of a spectacle as you possibly can. When you're around people that you don't know, or maybe you just don't have something in common with, I think what you want to do is get their attention. So, singing out loud, or dancing by yourself to a beat that no one else can hear, or maybe furiously trying to pull your own hair out, while you collect Aldi bags and other Aldi bags. That's what I would do. Because everybody loves someone who wants your attention. But you know what? Maybe I'm not saying it right. Maybe we should let Mr. Richie say it for us.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
The crazy guy in the corner.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Keep pulling that hair out.
You know just what to say, and you know
it's hard to fit in. It really is. Well, that's all the time we have for Nightwind tonight. I'm Folkman Jack, giving you the best relationship advice a light rock DJ can. Good night.
Sunlight in your hand.
Haven't heard that song in a long time. Wow, Folkman Jack, there you go. You just left the studio. 80s light rock relationship advice call-in, maybe the best radio format that has ever been invented. What do you think, Pete? Do you think Folkman Jack's got a chance?
Great advice.
He does, right?
Yeah.
It's solid, relatable advice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about the 80s rock call-in, you know, just shows in general, is they always have the right advice.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Yeah, well, they know.
They just know, because they're late-night DJs.
DJs know.
DJs know. That's what they get. I mean, think about their life experience. I mean, gosh, they're so socialized.
Exactly.
And they like 80s light rock, and they know all about love. It's pretty good combo.
Yeah.